I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health, to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to I've Decided radio show, and I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your radio show today. Thank you so much for listening. So I have been talking about health. This past Sunday, our guest was Dr. Christy Durbin, and she was giving us all the lowdown on stem cell research and therapy. It is amazing what they can do now for joint pain and pain in general. So I hope you've been enjoying that. And today, I'm super excited to bring my guest to you, Mr. Daniel Moore, my good friend Daniel Moore of Moore Motivation. Welcome, Daniel.
Thank you.
We're going to take a little spin on health today, because a lot of times when we think about health, we think about our physical health, like the joint pain, Daniel, right? Like if our back hurts or our knees are hurting, or are we ill? Like, do we, you know, we think of our health really in a physical way more so than we do emotional, don't we?
That gets everybody's attention. Everybody can self-medicate to a certain degree. And we know when we have a headache to run for the cabinet and grab the ibuprofen or something like that physically. But we never take the, never realize that there are other parts of us that actually come before that. And if we had a sound emotional health, then a lot of those physical ailments would never manifest.
That is so true. And so today, Daniel and I are going to be talking about that. Emotional health, the hanging, who you're hanging around with, what you're putting into your psyche, really, what you're listening to, what is going through, and how it's relating to your emotional health. And so I am so excited. We have our half-day motivational conference coming up on Saturday, April the 1st. That's just right around the corner. And Daniel is going to be one of our guest speakers. So if you have not got your tickets for that, please, please be sure to go to ivedecided.org and reserve your seat. If you attended our full-day conference in January, good news. You already have a seat reserved for you. You just need to let us know that you're going to be there. That's exciting. And so I just wanted to bring Daniel to you to kind of give you some insight, what you might hear at the motivational conference and what he's going to teach us, and how our emotion has such a huge role in our health. And like you were saying, Daniel, really more importantly than even the physical health. Can you elaborate on that just a little bit?
Oh, absolutely. First of all, we need to realize what they are. Emotions are feelings on the inside caused by pain or pleasure designed to take you in a direction. So if you ever realize some of the off-the-wall things that you've done, and you kind of remember a little bit before the actual act happened what your emotional state was, that will explain to you why you did whatever the act was. Because they can be very, very powerful in that sense. So they're designed to take you in a direction, but they were never designed to lead us for long term. You may feel like eating a Big Mac every day, but that's not going to be for your long-term good, you know.
That is so funny. I seriously just posted on Kim Martin Motivates that the emotion follows the action. And I encouraged everybody for the next week, I challenged them to make their decisions based on their goals and not based on emotion.
Yes, we are supposed to be led in that sense by what we believe, not by how we feel. Because a lot of times your feelings will be that the direct opposite of what you believe. And so then in cases like that, you have to force your feelings to get in line, and they can be trained and they can start working for you instead of against you.
I always say that your feelings should always be constantly trying to catch up to your actions.
Exactly.
Right? They should be running along 20 feet behind. You should be taking that action for your goal and what it is that you really desire.
Kim, it's a discipline, and it's essential for the health of whatever we're talking about, not just your physical body, but the health in relationships. Health in not only relationships between husband and wife, but parent and children, or your good friends, or whatever But, you know, you're never meant to be led by those feelings because they can be very fickle things.
And they can change in the blink of an eye.
Yes, and then change back, and everybody else is wondering, what the heck just happened?
That happens to me all the time. My husband, he probably could have some stories about that. I'm like, oh, I love you. Oh, I can't stand you. Oh, come here, give me a hug.
Well, if you come to the half-day conference, we're going to give you some insight on that.
Yeah, so if any of you are listening, kind of have that emotional roller coaster like I just explained, Daniel can definitely help us, and you do not want to miss what he has to talk about. But one of the things that you say, Daniel, and I just love this, this is hilarious. If you hang around 9 broke people, who's the 10th one going to be?
Yeah, guess who?
And that really just comes from the fact that we become who we're hanging around. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely, 100%. And that's not just true financially, but it's also true emotionally. If you hang around 9 emotionally bankrupt people, 9 people who don't have mechanisms in place, they don't have a system in place to keep them from being led by those emotions, then you're going to be subject to those emotions. You want to hang around people, even in the book of Proverbs, it says for us to provoke one another to good works through love. So you want to hang around people who are, you know, have a destiny and they're on the path. And even though their path and your path aren't the exact same, you're both striving. And you draw strength from each other. When one is up, one is down. And when the other one's up, the other one's down. And we can draw strength. And, you know, we get that inspiration to keep going in atmospheres like that. You know, here in the Midwest, there used to be tornado warnings and tornado watches. A tornado watch meant somebody saw a tornado somewhere. A tornado warning meant nobody saw one, but the conditions were conducive for a tornado. So who you hang around makes your life conditions, they makes the conditions of your life conducive for either success or failure. So if you want to master your emotions and you're in the company of people who have a good philosophy in place to help them manage their emotions, then you have a condition that's conducive for success in this area. But if you hang around 9 out of control people, then the conditions in your life are conducive for you to be out of control.
And you're going to be the 10th one.
You are going to be the 10th one.
And I'm telling you that you are so right. It's the discipline to master those emotions. Because, you know, I hear this all the time in the field where I work in helping women lose weight. And that is that emotional eating, you know, right. When it comes to our health, that emotional eating, because based on how our emotions are, that's how we're deciding what to put in our mouth, what our diet's going to be look like.
I'm telling you, if you talk to probably 9 out of 10 people, you'll find that they have an inappropriate relationship with food because of some emotional imbalance, something that they're not finding peace with in their emotions. And it leaves that deficit. You know, I got to do something that makes me feel good. I mean, I'm not really getting victory in this area, so I have to do something. And if that's a giant ice cream sandwich, then so be it.
Right. One of the things that I always say, especially the C in our decide method, the 6th step to behavior change, is cultivate. And that's cultivating that mindset, like I just said, that the emotion follows the action.
Yeah.
And ultimately what happens, I believe, and what gets us in an emotional turmoil is when our actions don't match what our goals really are.
Right, right. And you know, what I love about the whole decide method is nothing happens without a decision first. I mean, you can decide to do something and never move on it, but you cannot move without having made a decision. I used to call them, in my early writings, I used to call them quality decisions. And once you make a quality decision, that is a decision from which there is no return. Come hell or high water, you don't care what your emotions say. You don't know what happened. I've made this decision and I'm sticking to it. And I'm finding that change is impossible without having made first a quality decision, because we're always going to emotionally find a reason not to follow through.
Right.
There's going to be hundreds of them, and they're all legit. We're not just making them up. They're all legit. But that quality decision, this is the part of our souls that's our will. You know, emotions are a part of your soul and your intellect is a part. But then your will is also a part. And that's where you have the power to overrule your emotions and your intellect and do a thing. So once you've made a decision, a decision of quality, and then you stick with that decision, that is how change comes.
That's right. Because if you don't make a quality decision, you're stuck in a lukewarm place. You're hem-hawing. You're yes. Like, well, if everything... everything works out perfectly, then maybe I'll do it.
That's when you come up with these weird patterns of belief. Well, if it's meant to work out, it will.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's going to work out if you push it back from that table.
If it's meant to be, it'll be.
It'll be.
You won't ever hear me say that line too often. Good. Right? Because that really isn't, that's a lukewarm place.
It's a place, we're too powerful to say that. We're too powerful to believe that. And, you know, if that slips out of your mouth, there's no condemnation.
No.
But you hear the words of your own mouth, and then that lets you know where you are at that time. You'll know that you're emotionally out of balance somewhere, and get back on the road.
And you got to just get back on
track. Yeah, you don't cry if you're driving down the street and you find yourself a little closer to the ditch than the road. You just pull on back over to the road and keep on going.
And you say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Yeah. That I didn't end up in the ditch.
And you look in the rearview mirror and say, sorry, guy. I didn't mean...
Right. And if we could treat... Isn't it funny, though? That's such a good analogy, Daniel, because if we could treat life really like that, if we could make... When we make a mistake, and here's another line I love to say... Disappointment is not disaster.
Right.
Right?
Right.
If you hit the edge of the road and you're able to get back on track, that's a disappointment, right? You
right.
might have flung a rock or, you know, whatever, but it's not the end of the world.
Right.
You didn't end up in the ditch.
Right, right. And even, you know, even when life events happen that seem to be beyond our ability to control, the ones that get on and make it in this world are the ones that say, I may be in a ditch, but I still have my hands on the steering wheel. I'm still going to direct my life to where it needs to go. You look at what happened, you say, be that as it may, let's get to going. And that's what quality decisions do. They give you that resolve that there's nothing that can get me off of this thing. And in our culture today, you know, we don't have that. We have to get back to that. These are like, I call them the basics, foundational things. You know, if you see a giant building, it's all beautiful from the ground up. But if you go a month prior to the building, you're going to see a hole in the ground that's as deep as the building is tall. Because they know if that foundation is not secure, what you see on the outside is not going to be very stable.
And that is so true. And I can't take my mind off the ditch, though. Because I was just thinking there could be somebody listening and maybe they feel like they're in the ditch. You know, maybe they feel like they took their hands off the wheel. And I know I've been there, Daniel, and I bet you have been too, where
Absolutely.
You feel like maybe you are in the ditch. You didn't hit the side. You didn't hit the rocks. You in the ditch. Your hands are off the wheel. But you know what? We got a tow truck.
We got a tow truck.
I just was thinking, all you need is a tow truck.
And that's one of the 9 people that's in your support system.
Yes. And if you don't have a support system, that's more importantly why you need to get involved with us, right, Daniel? With I've Decided.
Absolutely.
We want to be your tow truck.
Absolutely.
That's a good line, huh? That's great. So it's okay.
Ryan, write that down.
Yeah. No matter where you are, you know, it is okay. You can get from where you are. You can get back on track. That's the point I want to make.
Yes.
You know, because I know we've got, and then, you know, I love to say too, I know I'm preaching to the choir, right? So maybe some of you are listening, you are on track with I've Decided, you're coming to the conference, you're surrounded by people who are going to get you where you need to go, and you're on the track to success, but we can always sing louder.
That's one of our tow trucks.
Right?
Maybe they're one of the ones to help somebody else out of the day.
Yeah, and so that's what we need you to be at the conference for, so you can come and help encourage and share your success stories. To inspire others.
Plus, we never stop growing. And life never stops happening. It never stops throwing curveballs. I mean, we always want to be on course. We always want to be moving forward. And so we never get to the place where we can just sit back and rest and say, well, I made it. I've gotten all the success that I can get for this life. No, there's always something we can learn. There's always somebody we can teach. There's always a season of life that's blowing in and changing. And we want to be on the forefront of that. We want to be out in front. We don't want to be behind anymore.
Yes. And I just, you know, going back to what you said, nothing happens until that decision is made. We want to encourage people and give them those tools that they need once they make that decision, right?
Yes.
Because
yes.
You need that. You can't just make the decision and then expect everything to just happen.
Right. There's a whole life that goes on, comes along with that. Decision-making process. It's like, you know, you make the quality decision and then things begin to shift in your favor. You begin to connect with people who you need and they need you. Conversations happen that wouldn't have happened otherwise. But it all involves relationships.
And relationships are key.
Yes, they are the most important
thing. I call them real relationships.
Yes.
And you know, relationships are important because real relationships, those are with people who love and care enough about you to be your accountability.
Right.
To encourage you when you say, hey, I'm going to do this. Right? You need that person that says, you can do it.
Yes. And when we have these dreams in our heart and things that are in there, sometimes we need somebody to connect with so that we can make sense out of it, so we can make it practical, so we can create a narrative to see what it looks like in real life. And there's nothing that can do that better than somebody who's on that road, somebody who has experienced that, and they have gone through those things that now you don't have to go through. Now I've got wisdom that I can impart, and you don't have to go and hit some of the potholes that I hit.
And you can share that and save somebody the trouble.
Absolutely.
I love that. And that's what it's all about. And we're going to talk more about motivation. I know a lot of times we hear, oh, who needs motivation? You know, that's just rainbows and unicorns, right? But we're going to talk a little bit more about that, Daniel. But if you're just tuning in, you are listening to I've Decided Radio. And I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided. And my guest today, Daniel Moore of More Motivation, who I am so excited will be one of our guest speakers at our half-day motivational conference happening on Saturday, April the 1st. And he's just here in the studio with me today talking about our emotional health. We're on our health series and just taking care of ourselves. And I thought it was a perfect fit for Daniel to come in and help us understand why our emotional health is really, like Daniel said, one of the most important things. Daniel, I stole your line. I use this. I'm gonna be honest with you. I just claimed it as my own, and I talk about this all the time. But it is the best definition I've heard ever about motivation. And you said, when I first met you, one of the things that you said that I just loved, you said motivation is revelation.
Yes.
Help us understand that from the way only, even though I steal it and try to use it, only you can really make it make sense. So,
well, Kim, there's a rule out there that you only have to give somebody credit three times, then it's yours. So.
All right, well, I guess it's mine then. So,
but you know, as we grow, when we're young and we're growing up and we haven't quite developed the value system yet, we don't even know who we are yet, we learn by impartation. And that comes from observation, from associations, and from teaching. Some things we are expressly taught. Some things we deduce by ourselves and all that. And a lot of times we were very limited in some of the things that we're taught because some of the people who were major players in our life, they were limited themselves.
Of course.
So it just kind of is passed on, almost like heredity. And so we come to an age where we start learning by revelation. When we get into a group, and I call it an economy of people who know things and they're decided to take life by the horns, and whatever comes their way, they have a philosophy that can take that and continue to grow. So once we start learning from that, we start challenging these old beliefs that we have. And so now the way we were designed for this to work is once these old beliefs start coming up, there will always be a revelation. And that'll be our point where we can make a decision. We can either continue to believe like we always have, or we can choose to go a different route. By choosing to go a different route, we continue to grow, we flourish, we learn more things, we pick up more momentum. And once you pick up that momentum, things that you used to contend with that you thought you would never get over, sometimes they just fall off by themselves. Matter of fact, you look a month and a half down the road and you realize, man, I haven't had that problem. I haven't even thought about that in months. You just got victory over it because you moved.
You got a new revelation.
Yes. Has come on.
That's what I was going to say. It's that light bulb or that aha moment where you're like, oh my goodness, that's it.
Aha.
Aha. And it changes everything, doesn't it?
It changes everything. It's like the rules of the game change. There are things that you know to be true that you were taught and you hang on tight to those, but there are things that you're finding out weren't so true. And you're just replacing them with things that are.
And that's your mindset.
Yes.
Your mindset are simply the beliefs that you have up until this point.
Right.
Right?
Right. And it may have been working for you in past years up to this point. And a lot of times the frustration we feel in life, those things that make us emotionally unstable, is life's way of telling us, okay, it's time for a renovation. You got some old beliefs in there and they're no longer serving you.
You know, and you need to change.
It's time to believe differently.
Believe differently so that it can serve you better.
Now, let me tell you let me give you an example about how significant emotions can be. You know, there's a scientist that did an experiment on brain waves. Now, the brain waves of somebody being tortured are different than your normal brain waves. Obviously, they're going to be a little agitated and all that. Well, when you challenge a firmly held belief, the brain waves mirror those of somebody being tortured. So if I come at you in a confrontational kind of way, even if the belief is no longer serving you, you have such an emotional attachment, probably because who the belief came from. So if I challenge this belief, I must be talking bad about your mama because that's where you got this belief. And ain't nobody going to be talking about my mama.
I got that.
That kind of thing.
Oh, wow. That's so good.
So we have to understand these things because the way we're designed, we have to give up. You don't take a sledgehammer and go on somebody's head and, you know, start rearranging stuff. No, we were designed to, when this belief is no longer serving you, you just release it. And the other one comes that simple, that easy. You ever lost your keys and you tearing the house up trying to find it?
No, I've never lost my keys ever.
Well, the more that's the number one thing on your brain and you trying to tear up the house trying to find it, the more they seem to evade you. When you make peace with the idea, man, I've lost these keys. And then there they are. Because inside out, we weren't designed to find things or to produce through toil and strenuous pressure and those kind of anxious situations. We were meant to live in peace. And so when you're able to give up those beliefs like that, then the new ones come almost automatically.
I was in a behavior change class one time to help us understand behavior change and management a little bit better to get through the certification that I was going through, they showed us this video. And what they did was they took 100 people. It wasn't a huge number, okay? So it just was 100 people. And they gave them this test and it asked them questions. And they were to answer the question. It was a write-in, okay? It was not an ABCD. It was a question, and they were to write in their answer. And then they were to select, I know for 100% sure that my answer is correct, right?
Mm-hmm.
B, you know, I'm 50% sure that my answer is correct. You know, C, it might be correct. Or D, I have no idea, right? And they went through this list of questions and they were told to do that. And the study showed, once they were done, that out of 100 people, that even when they were 100% sure that their answer was correct, they were still wrong half the time. Isn't that amazing?
It is.
And so I can't tell you what a lesson that taught me, because I started thinking about that. I'm like, every time I start to believe, I know I'm right. You know, I stop and I think, I could be wrong.
Right.
There's 50% chance I might be wrong. But that's kind of what we're talking about, right? It's these behaviors and this mindset, this belief system that we have. And you touched on something that really gave me chills when you were talking about it, because we get so emotionally attached to this mindset, to these beliefs. And like you said, it could come from a person that we admire and love so much. And if we change that belief, then we're saying that person didn't tell us the right information.
And that somehow means that you know, they weren't who we thought they were, or something like that. And that's the voice of your emotions. And you have to be able to check that and say, no, it's okay for my mom or my dad to have been wrong. It's okay for them to, you know, have missed it or say something that may have been true for them, but not true for me. And that you can say that and feel that way without it tarnishing the relationship or the memory of that person.
They made a mistake. They did the best they could.
Human beings, we make mistakes, right?
Right. We do the best we can given the information we have at the time.
A lot of times I ask people, are the decisions that you're making today, in your life today, are they of your own free will? Or are they of some program that you picked up years ago and you're making them through some automatic pilot setting? And it's creating a reality in your life, one that has proven that it's inadequate. It's not serving you. It's not serving your family. It's not making you productive at work. It's not making you productive as an entrepreneur. And we just simply need to learn that all we have to do is exchange these beliefs, exchange these emotions. But we have to put those emotions in their place. We have to have balance where the emotions are concerned, so they're not ruling us in this way, causing us to repeat situations in life. Have you ever said something, you ever done something or been in a situation, you said, I'll never do that again. And then 6 months later, you was in a situation, only thing that changed was the names and faces, but everything
or
else was exactly the same.
The same names and the same faces, Daniel. I'm like, did I not say I was not going to do this again? Why do we do that?
That is typical of some decision that you was making out of that program that I was just talking about. Because, you know, we're creating the life that we have. It's not just happening on us, but we're creating it through how we think, how we're processing, and then the decisions that we make as a result. So if you want a different result, what do? You make a different choice.
You have to make a different choice. And a different choice requires a different mindset.
Exactly. And you know, a lot of times our emotions get so out of whack because of the words we use. Like if we think we're a failure, we don't want to think that. We kind of steer away from that. But failure does not have to be a dead end. Failure, we can exchange in our vocabulary the word failure for results. Okay? I didn't get the results I wanted while I'm doing this. So I'm going to do something else.
I'm
going to get different results.
Yeah.
That's all. So when you say it that way, that feeling of dread or condemnation never enters into the party. You know, it never becomes an issue. And that's what triggers our emotion. Strong, intense words like that we use in our everyday when we're trying to describe ourselves or our self-talk. You know, we use strong words like that and it shuts us down.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. I'm so fired up, Daniel. I cannot wait to hear your message at the Half Day Motivational
Me
Conference.
Either.
I love it. You're just gonna fly right in there and give us some revelation. I know you're gonna be talking about what did you say you were gonna be talking about? Living from the top? Living off the top.
Think of life as a barrel. Okay, you can either live off the bottom of the barrel or you can live off the top of the barrel. Now, you were designed to live off the top, but we've been taught and programmed by culture to live off the bottom. And we don't have enough time. We don't have enough energy. We don't have enough hair. I mean, whatever it is, we don't have enough. And we operate from a deficit. If you're married and your life is so busy, you don't have enough time to, you say, oh, well, I guess I'll see my wife Friday, and it's Monday. You know what that's the ingredients for? A divorce.
And we laugh, but...
So you cannot allow the culture to push you and run your life like that and make you live off the bottom and then you just try to figure things out after that. No, you have to learn how you were designed to live because there are answers that'll come from the inside. You get this emotional health down, right? You stop allowing your emotions to rule and run things. And you go from the laws of statistics and probability, and you start living off the laws of destiny and faith, and then answers start coming. You start hooking up with people. Hillary Clinton it was an old African proverb, but she made it popular when she said it takes a village. She was talking about raising children, but in truth, everything you do takes a village. It takes a community of people to support, to help, to just be involved in.
Yes, and we are your community.
We are the community.
Yes, and so we want you to get connected with I've Decided. Please, if you do not have your tickets or your seat for the Half Day Motivational Conference, can I encourage you to log in right now to ivedecided.org and get your ticket? It's only $59. You could get the two Half Day Conferences. There's another one happening on August the 26th, both for only $99. And you can come and meet Daniel. And get plugged in with the resources, get connected, get motivated, get a new revelation.
Yes.
Get that new revelation.
To live off the top.
Yes, to live off the top that's going to move you forward in success, whatever it is that you want to do. It doesn't matter. Maybe you want to get out of debt. Maybe you want to go back to school, finish school, open your own business, run your first 5K, get healthy, lose weight, write a book. Whatever it is that you want to do, get connected with I've Decided. We'll go alongside you and help you be successful in your goals. That's what it's all about, okay? So thank you, Daniel, for being with me today. I cannot believe our half hour. Woo!
Me, that was just getting warmed up.
I know. Well, that's okay. You're warmed up now, ready to go at him at our half-day conference on April the 1st. So I hope that you'll join us there, and we will look forward to seeing you, and I will be with you again next Sunday. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?